Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
I want y'all in the kitchen. You put out the kitchen.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need you more.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less
of me. To give.
amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you, just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
It's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for every valley,
for every valley
you used to train
for me.
And me, I don't deserve your love.
Come on, everybody, lift your hands and say
it.
Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me. For every blessing.
For every blessing.
Given to me.
Given to me.
For every valley.
For every valley.
You used to strengthen me. I don't deserve your love. Your tender mercy. Not for your grace. Where would
I'm
dead.
stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
come on, let's give God some praise on this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right now for all that God is doing, what he's done and what he's about to do, because you trust him and believe. Come on, receive it on today. Come to be changed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, knowing that God is able, amen. He still sits on the throne. He still answers prayers. Come on, come on. Enter in with all faith on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, come on. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. Amen. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Come on and shout glory. Hallelujah. To the Lord, the Lord and King of kings, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher. I say, come on, because he's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. It is he who has kept us. Come on, come on. When it could have been, should have been, but God, hiya. Come on, let's give God some praise on today. Hallelujah, Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come, oh God, believing on today. But Lord, we ask, help us with our unbelief. Heavenly Father, we come thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for new mercies and new grace of God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. We thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word says that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, even right now in this service, oh God. Lord, we come to be changed on today, oh God. Do a new thing in us. For those in our family, oh God, oh Lord, make us more like you, oh Lord. If there be any wicked way in us, oh God, let it be uprooted and cast down right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, anything that's not of you, oh God, let it be removed right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command every hindering spirit to cease your work, to die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every unteachable spirit, every lying, manipulating, controlling spirit, every spirit of destruction and death, every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and virus, spirit of oppression, depression, fear, pride, every spirit of hollow gluttony, every spirit of madness, every spirit of anger, rage, and wrath, and bitterness, every spirit of poverty, lack, and death, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating us, amen, we command you right now to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare we are delivered and set free right now. Amen. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. Fill these your temples with as much accountability as possible, that all will know and see that we belong to you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we come humbling ourselves in your mighty hand, that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters. We come to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. Amen. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ. And we believe in him. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Amen. Out of the love that you place in our heart for you, Lord, creating us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, repenting in all our ways, let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man the flesh, they shall never fall short of your glory. Lord, we don't come up just to dwell in. Lord, we don't come to worship just to be doing something. But we come holy to you, oh Lord, out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. According to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 through 2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, oh God. Our soul thirsts for you, the living God. Hallelujah. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires. Yea, even times of the courts of the Lord, I got it. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let that fire burn everly increasing in each of us, oh God. Uphold us with our free spirit. And let God be magnified. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts, O Lord. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all our days, O Lord. Create in us a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you, Heavenly Father. You are our joy, the lifter of our heads. Amen. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth, O Lord. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day, making our life be a living sacrifice, a sweet savior aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life. Unto you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you out of the love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us and over all areas of our lives. We yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There's no, hallelujah, there's no one greater than you, Lord God. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthing us, is manifesting itself. His glorious presence right now. Amen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, that we can commune with you, and it's taking place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree the crown by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And in his holy name, we live, move, and have our being. And we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Mama Maria Kababoshataya. Oh, Lord, have your way, Father God. We bless your holy name, Lord God. We praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord. You are our God, and we exalt you, and we give you thanks to your holy name, for you have worked wonders, plans formed long ago with a perfect faithfulness according to Isaiah 25:1. We thank you, Lord, that you are our strength and our song, and you have become our salvation. You are our God, and we will exalt you according to Exodus 15:2-3 verse. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that our mouths will speak, amen, will speak the praise of the Lord. Our flesh will bless your holy name forever and ever, according to Psalm 145:21. Praise be to your glorious name forever. And may the whole earth be filled with your glory according to Psalm 72:19. The Lord lives. Praise be to my rock exalted. May God our Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. According to Psalm 18:46, we thank you, Lord, that we will praise you from the rising of the sun to the place where it sits. The name of the Lord be praised according to Psalm 113:3. In his holy name, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, yes, Lord, we can't thank you enough on today. Heavenly Father, we present to you ourselves to you, our family, oh God, and our property, oh God, all that we have and will have. And by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, we bind the power of Satan's demons and all dominion of darkness seeking entrance into our lives and those in our family. We bind any demonic assignment spoken or sent against us, and we pronounce them to be no effect. Amen. This is, hallelujah, for this reason the Son of God was a manifest to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. 1 John 3:8, we decree and declare the ways and works of darkness over all of us to be broken and destroyed. Amen. We bind the satanic force of nature from harming any property that we possess in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to expose and bring into light the negative inner vows and strongholds that contradict your word and will. Amen. By the breath of your spirit, release release your truth up as a sword to expose falsehood, a curse of self-rejection, a self-hatred, and reactive hatred and bitterness towards others. Amen. We take up the sword of your word, of God, and we cut ourselves free from bondage of generational strongholds and undying cancer defects. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all relationships of dishonor to the Lord our God. Amen. Heavenly Father, break the power of soul ties over our minds and emotions for ourselves and for those people. We proclaim our freedom to be the children of Yahweh, God, to live as you intend us to live, filled and overflowing with the light and power of your Holy Spirit. Filled, hallelujah, filled with life and love of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We claim the full protection of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, over our individual lives, our marriages, our families, our possessions, our churches, our neighborhoods, our towns and nations. You, O Lord, are a shield about us, our glory and the lifter of our heads. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O Lord, help on today. We can't thank you enough, Heavenly Father. We ask that you order our steps according to Psalm 37 and 23. We acknowledge you, Heavenly Father, precious Jesus Christ, hallelujah, precious Holy Spirit right now, hallelujah. In all our ways, according to Proverbs 3 and 6, we acknowledge you, Jesus, as our Lord over all our ways, and in everything we do, we would do it heartedly, according to Colossians 3 and 23. Listen to your spirit and rejoicing as we do it for you. We have your promise that you will direct our path, according to Proverbs 4 and 18. We will not lean to our own understanding or go by what we think is good, but we will trust your Holy Spirit and with all our hearts, and we'll believe our path is directed by you, according to Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 verse. Heavenly Father, we speak in Jesus' name to every person and thing in our path, that if it would not bring glory to you, Lord God, amen. Hallelujah, if it would not be your will for our path to cross, then in Jesus' name we forbid our path to cross until if ever it would be in God's will. Also, hallelujah, we speak in Jesus' name and believe for every person and thing in our path that would be in God's will and for God's glory for our path to cross. We speak and believe for our path to cross in God's right time. And amen. We decree the path, kingdom of God come, will of God be done in every step we take, in every Hollywood, every person we meet. Amen. Truly all things work together for the good of us because we love you, Lord. Amen. And we are called according to your purpose, according to Romans 8 and 28. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we do not seek after the praises of men according to John 5 and 44, nor do we seek after our own glory according to John 7 and 18, but we seek first your kingdom. We seek after your righteousness according to Matthew 6 and 33. Your spirit leads us, and as you are Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd, according to Psalm 23 and 1, instruct us and teach us in the way we should go. Guide us with your eye according to Psalm 32 and 8. Holy Spirit, guide us into all truth. Speak to us the words that you, hallelujah, that you hear from our Heavenly Father, and tell us the right things to come. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. Glorify God by taking the things of God and declaring it unto us according to John 16, verse 13 through 14. We will keep your word, Lord. Make your home in us. Teach us all things and help us to remember all things you have taught us according to John 14 and 26. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we want to be wise sons and daughters who gather the harvest instead of sons and daughters who cause you shame and sleep during the harvest according to Proverbs 10 and 5. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ask you to make us hungry and thirsty after your righteousness. We stand on your promises of God. Hallelujah. For they are yes and amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh, God, as we enter in this Sunday service and all that have an ear to hear on today, oh, God, let them hear and receive thus saith the Lord, oh, God. Ha-sha-ba-ba-ba-shit. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker right now. We blind their eyes and deafen their ears. Amen. Hallelujah. We paralyze the enemy right now. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they will not be able to speak any evil against our life or hear our prayers or conversations unless we speak directly to them. They will not be able to locate us in the natural, the supernatural. Amen. They will not be able to enter in. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare your goodness on today. Amen. We decree and declare that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, Lord, you are our strength. Lord, I pray that you will continue to be our strength, oh God. I pray that you will continue to be our way, our truth, and our life, oh God. I pray that we will not seek the answers of man, oh God. Hallelujah. Of God, counsel from men. But Lord, we will seek you, oh God, for godly counsel and direction. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, surprise us with our goodness on today. Oh Lord, we thank you that we can decree and declare because you are Jehovah Rapha. You are Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, oh God. You are Jehovah Sabbath, oh God. You're God that is able to do all things but fail. And we just want to say thank you that every need is met, that peace has come and is still, that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. That we're protected. For thank you for your hedge of protection around us and those in our family. Lord, help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Lord, give us a new way of thinking, a new pattern of thinking, oh God. Hallelujah. Keeping our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace of all the days of our lives. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ a victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now or in the future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits of curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, or spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We claim our victory and faith through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And through his shed blood of all these things now, we decree and declare according to Joel 22, verse 27 to 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And in his holy name we pray. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare all is well with us in our home, and we put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Amen. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now or in the future. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll bless us and those in our family and loved ones and our going and coming on today, those of us that are traveling, we'll be traveling the road on today. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercies right now. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We bless your holy name. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle or form of transportation that we may enter into today as a driver or a passenger. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in it, round about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place everywhere our feet may tread, heads may lay. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree in the past the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask in Jesus' name, Lord, bless us and keep us. Make your face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. Lord, lift up your confidence upon us and give us peace. And we just want to say thank you for it all. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, that you'll bless us with long life, good health and strength. Lord, bless our left hand more than our beginnings. Amen. Lord, let your presence bless our lives. Amen. And we just want to say thank you as we decree in the prayer, Luke 1 and 28, that we are highly favored. Hallelujah. Lord, let us receive extraordinary favor on today. We decree and declare by faith in his soul, and it shall be no more. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but the love, but we are the righteousness of God. Amen. Filled with the Holy Spirit of prophets. Amen. Hallelujah. Children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that we're blessed and we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome this Sunday morning. Hallelujah. We thank God that we're back in position, amen, that we can be used by our Heavenly Father, amen, to receive on today. So welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, amen, where our senior pastor is Pastor Dorsey Manning, and myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, and our minister on the roster is Minister Lauren Green. We welcome you with the love of Christ. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we would like to welcome you personally. So press one. We want to pray with you and pray for you. If you're online, we want to welcome you as well. So call in to 845-277-9213. We would like to welcome you here. Amen. And pray with you and pray for you. And trust in God. Amen. For it all and in it all and through it all. Because God is able. Amen. The Bible says, when there are two or more gathered in his name, touching and agreeing, he said, now I will be in the midst. Amen. The Bible also tells us, yet while we're still praying, he's already answering. Amen. So we just thank you, Father God, for answering prayers. Amen. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray that you are able to receive every prayer that went forth on today for yourself and all that's in your home. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. May God continue to be your strength. May you continue to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, knowing that all that you need, God has it. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. On Sundays, we do partake in communion. So if you want to grab your elements there that you'll be needing to partake in communion, go ahead and do so. Your cracker, your bread, your juice, or your water that you'll be using for communion this morning. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to have a song selection here. And then we're going to come back and we're going to partake in communion. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for the opportunity that we can partake in communion. Amen. I decree, declare right now before we go to this song and get prepared, I decree and declare turnaround, amen, in your life, in the life of your children, in the life of your mother, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, your friend, your coworker, amen, in your business, amen, in your employment, amen, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, in your children's education, amen, hallelujah. I decree and declare turnaround, amen. How many of us know that all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord and called according to his purpose? So God is a God of turnaround. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you. And we'll be right back here after this song selection. Don't go anywhere. There's a powerful word that's coming to us today. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Ah, yeah. Thank you, Lord.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood
Jesus said, he said for me, way back on Calvary, all the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will not, never lose my God. It's power, oh, but it reaches to the high, to the highest mountain. Yes, it does. Oh, and it flows to the low, the lowest valleys. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day. It will never, he's the same yesterday and forever. It will
it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shed and the blood. It will never lose. It will never lose.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the blood of Jesus. At this time, we're going to partake in communion. And I pray you all are ready to partake in communion. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter in communion at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27 that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself, so let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses. Cover each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that, hallelujah, that the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross for us and that Jesus took our sins and our transgressions, our iniquities and our trespasses to the cross with him. Amen. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins and our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespasses. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. Hallelujah. And we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and mad and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our body may be healed. Amen. We thank you that with your stripes we are healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for loving us and touching us and healing us. We thank you that you took the bread and broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you, and partake in faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Lord Jesus, we now take this piece of bread that represents your body in remembrance of you. In faith, you may eat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and said this to his disciples. This is the blood of the, hallelujah, of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us and that your blood is our atonement. It justifies us. It sanctifies us. It redeems us. It cleanses us and washes away all our sins and all our iniquities and all our transgressions and all our trespasses. And your blood, it heals us in the holy name of Jesus. We now take this in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may drink. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we pray with thanksgiving and we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll be right back here. We have one song selection. We'll be back for the preach word. So stay with us. Amen. Hiya. Come on now. Oh, shababa. Thank you, Lord.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
less of me, more
of you
is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need
your glory. Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
Less of me and more of you.
Give
her
I'm soon fire sweet perfume. Your heart's presence feels this way. Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's presence fills this room. This is holy ground. This is Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise right now, amen. God is able, amen, to continue to do all that he said that he would do, amen. And just trusting God, we made it to the message part of Sunday service, amen. I'll be bringing the word forth on today. I thank God again for the opportunity, amen. I thank God for positioning to be able to deliver the word, being that vessel that God can flow through unhindered. Come on, let's praise God this morning, amen. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Amen. Do not put your trust in princes or in a son of man. Amen. In whom there is no help. His spirit departs. He returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish. Come on, let's give God some praise because God is still able. He's from everlasting to everlasting. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us pray as we enter in. Amen. So the word can go forth on today. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity right now, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word is true and forever established in heaven. I ask, Lord Jesus, that you come right now. Come take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. now. Amen. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord arise over each of us right now. Amen. According to Isaiah 16:2, I ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on us right now. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. We come against every hindering spirit, lying spirit, manipulating spirit, unteachable spirit. We decree and declare we shall receive on today that change will come. Amen. For the better, not just for us, but those in our family. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, anoint my mouth, oh, God. Let me receive fresh oil, fresh anointing, oh, God. Let me speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost that all will be able to receive. Amen. That change will come for the better. And we just want to say thank you as we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When I say I won't keep you long on today, I promise you I will not. The word itself is powerful, amen, hallelujah. If I go any longer, it won't be about the word, it'll be about me, amen. So we're going to make it about the word of God, that change will come, amen, that our understanding will come on today, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, where there's been no understanding, there will be understanding. Where there's been confusion, amen, peace will come and be still, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, where hope has been lost, hope will be restored, joy will be restored, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, God. The word on today is you are not alone. Amen. I want to say that because many of us are feeling lonely right now. Many of us are feeling like I don't have anybody. Even when I have people around me, I still feel lonely. Lord, even when I'm actually by myself, I feel like I'm just by myself. I don't have anyone I can call on, I can depend on. But I want to tell you today, church, you are not alone. You are not alone. The Bible says in Deuteronomy, if you go with me this morning, and I try to make sure I slow down that I don't talk too fast, amen, because I want us to be able to get this. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 through 8. That's Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 through 8, and I'll be coming out of the New King James Version. Again, that's Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 through 8. The Bible says, be strong and of good courage, and do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. The Bible says in verse 7, then Moses called Joshua and said to him, in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. And verse 8 says, and the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. How many of us are feeling that way? And then how many feel like I'm lonely, I'm by myself, and I don't have nobody I can call on, nobody to be there for me. I feel like giving up because I'm tired of living this life alone. But I'm here to tell you, church, you are not alone. See, sometimes we just need someone to sit with us in our pain. There is power in the words, you are not alone. If we have given our lives to Jesus, he promises that we won't be left alone. Amen. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. He comforts us with a peace that surpasses all understanding. See, we can have comfort in knowing that God is with us in all that we go through in this life, through our heartache and pain and tears. The Bible says in Psalm 56 and 8, you number my wanderings. Put my tears into your bottle. And hallelujah, are they not in your book? No matter what your sorrows are, God cares. Jesus reminds us further on how much God understands us. See, he knows even the number of hairs on our heads. Amen. Often we waver between faith and fear. See, when you feel so discouraged that you are, I want us to get this because we're not alone. See, this is the trick of the enemy. See, when you feel so discouraged that you want to give up, that you're sure no one understands. Remember that God knows every problem and sees every tear you cry. My Lord, my God, I want us to understand no matter where we are in our lives, God is with us and able to bring us out. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, it says that no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. See, any temptation can be resisted because God will show you a way to resist it. God will help you resist temptation by helping you recognize the people and situations that give you trouble and to run from anything you know is wrong. Also, to choose to do only what is right, to pray for God's help, to seek our friends or church leaders who love God and can offer help when you are tempted. Church, you are not alone. When family leave you, amen, when friends leave you, when spouses leave you, when people your coworkers, anybody around you, they leave you, you are still not alone. Don't let the enemy trick you into believing that you're all by yourself, amen, that you're going through this thing by yourself that's called life, amen. Hallelujah, that you've been left alone. Don't let the enemy's teacher say, ha, where's your God now? Look at what you're going through. Look how they turned on you. Look how they left you by yourself. Church, I want you to know, we are not alone. When we look at 1 Chronicles 28 and 20 and the story about David, David said to his son Solomon, be strong and of good courage and do it. Do not fear nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, my God, will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you until you have finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. See, David advised Solomon not to be frightened about the size of his task or as king and builder of the temple. Fear can immobilize us. See, the size of a job, its risk, or the pressure of the situation can cause us to freeze and do nothing. My Lord, my God. Church, we're not alone. We're not alone in this life. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to understand, hallelujah, God is always with us. See, I encourage you on today to be strong and of good courage, as David said to his son, for the Lord God, my God, will be with you. The question is, will you believe that God is with you? You are not alone. Amen. David was one who believed God was always with him. David declared in Psalm 23, 1 through 6, if you go with me, it's a familiar, hallelujah, scripture to a lot of us. But I want us to look at it in a different way on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And understand how God is always with us. Amen. And how David believed. Amen. Hallelujah. Until the end that God was always with him no matter what he was going through. Amen. He decreed and declared that God was with him and that the Lord was his shepherd. So when we look at verses 23, 1 through 6 in the Bible, David said, in the Psalm of David, he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I will not want. He's there with you. Amen. He said, verse 2 says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. I want you to know God is with you. Amen. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. I want you to know that God is with you. Amen. Verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. God is with you through it all. The Bible says in verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. God is with me. Hallelujah. You are not alone. Verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You are not alone. You are not alone. God is with you every step of the way, walking with you, amen, giving you rest, amen, making a way, preparing a place, hallelujah, all the way until you come back to him. God is with you. You are not alone. You are not alone. The enemy wants to speak. You by yourself. Nobody wants you. Look how they turned on you. How you going to get this done? That's too much. You can't do it by yourself. But if you got God, you're not alone. God will give you the strength. Amen. God will show you the way. Amen. He will open up the way. Amen. He will break through barriers. We serve a God, the God of breakthrough. Amen. My Lord, my God, church, you are not alone. Scripture tells us in Psalm 139 and 7 through 10, it says that, where can I go? This is David. He said, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, hallelujah. And in verse 10 say, even there your hand, hallelujah, shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. God is omnipresent, church, meaning that he is present everywhere. Because of this, you can never escape from his spirit. This is good news, amen, to those who know and love God, because no matter what we do or where we go, we can never be far from God's guiding and comforting presence. You are not alone. You are not alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you all know the story of David, hallelujah, and all that he went through, amen. Hallelujah. When his father sent him, Jesse, to bring a lunch to his brothers, amen, and the Philistines, amen, they were attacking them, and they had a giant that was called Goliath, and they were afraid. And David said, I'll fight him. I'll do it. And he looked at David and said, how is that? You're but a boy. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 37, it says, moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. See, David understood this, that he was not alone. Amen. And even when the enemy gets you in a place to make you forget that God has always been there for you. Amen. Don't let the enemy talk into believing that all of a sudden God has left you. David said, when the lion came and took away my sheep, God was with me. And hallelujah. And I was able to retrieve my sheep. I even killed the bear. I even killed the lion. See, God was with me. And that same God that was with me still with me to do it again. So don't let the enemy speak to you believing that all of a sudden God has left you, for his word says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You got to speak over your life and know that God is with you and you're never alone. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You got to tell me, I know you just see me, but I don't come alone. Amen. God is with me. Amen. Matter of fact, he went before me to prepare the way. Amen. Hallelujah. As I enter in today, amen, I enter in with the situation already set for me to walk in. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. The Bible even tells us in Psalm 27 and 10 says, even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close. Hallelujah. If your mama walk away, if your father walk away, God say, I will still be with you. I'm going to draw you even closer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are not alone. You are not alone. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are not alone. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 41 and 10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God's telling us, don't fear. Don't fear. God is with you right now where you are right now. You're not alone, hallelujah, my mother, my brother, my sister, my father, my friend, amen. You are not alone. God is with you. God is with you. The Bible tells us, Jesus said, if you be in me, I be in you. Hallelujah. He said, abide in me, and I'll abide in you, amen. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, it says, have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Same God that was with Joshua is with us. Same God, hallelujah, to strengthen, to give, to open up a way, amen, to help is still with us. We are not alone. When you cry out to God and say, Lord, I'm tired of being by myself. Send me somebody. God says, I am with you. Not only am I with you, but I'm with you to open up the way. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God will use people to come into your life. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Amen. How many know today that God is with us and that we are not alone? Amen. And we can stop decreeing, declaring, and speaking it over our life, saying, I am alone, and I'm tired, and I'm lonely, but God is with you. Just thank God for being with you. Thank God for never leaving you or forsaking you. Say, Lord, I just want to say thank you, Lord, that you never leave me nor forsake me. Amen. I thank you, Lord God, that you're with me as I go through this. Amen. As the doctor has told me, there's no way for a cure of this. When a doctor tell me, that God, Lord, I thank you that even in that time, I am not by myself, oh God, that you are with me and that you are able to turn it all around for my good. You are able to heal me. Because you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. You're able to bring peace, oh God. All that I need is in you, and I thank you that you're with me, and I have all that I need because I have you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Church, we are not alone. I pray today that you understand and know that you are not alone. God has not forgotten about you. Amen. He's never left you. Amen. He's still with you. But will you reach out to God? Will you call upon him? Amen. Will you call upon him? Amen. Hallelujah. And know that God is with you. Know that God is with you and God is able. As I close out here, amen, they tell y'all it wouldn't be long, and it wasn't a long message. It's enough to understand that you are not alone, and hallelujah, and some of us needed to hear that on today. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Jesus continues to be with us today through his spirit. Amen. Jesus was with the disciples physically until he ascended into heaven. And then spiritually through the Holy Spirit. We must make Jesus king of our lives and worship him as our king as well as our Savior and Lord. Church, I say to you again on today, you are not alone. Hallelujah. Is there anyone on today? The doors of the church are open at this time. If you're in need of prayer, this is the time we can come together, amen, touching and agreeing with you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Believe in God, amen, and all that we petition in prayer on today for you and your family and loved ones. Press one. Again, if you're in need of prayer or you want to pray for those in your family and loved ones, now is the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you're online listening and you're in need of prayer, give us a call at 845-277-9213. You are not alone. Hallelujah. We come touching in agreement, for we know there's power in agreement. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're looking for a church home and you said, you know what, I've been coming and I've been led, I want to be a part of the Gospel Public Ministries. Amen. We would love to disciple you. My husband, Pastor Seaman, and myself would love to disciple you. If that's you, press 1. We want to welcome you, amen, into the fold, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you left and you say, you know what, I want to come back. I want to rededicate my life to Christ. You know, I went out there and I've gotten too far off. And, you know, I'm alone out there. And I want to come back. And you say, I want to rededicate myself today. If that's you, press 1. Press 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We rejoice in the one coming back. Amen. We rejoice in you. Press 1. Hallelujah, God. Amen, amen. If you've never prayed the prayer of salvation and you're saying, you know what, I believe and I want to give my life over to Christ. Amen. While you still have time, while you still have life, amen. Hallelujah. Press 1. Let us pray the prayer of salvation with you on today. Hallelujah. Press 1. My Lord, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, for all that you've done on this Sunday, oh God. We thank you for your word, oh God. It's powerful in itself, oh God, to bring change. Amen. And that the breakthrough will come. Amen. And healing will spring forth. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you that we know that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, even right now, God, I call upon you, God of all comfort, to comfort your children, oh God. Restore the hope, oh God. Restore the peace, oh God, that they will know and understand that you're always with us and that your word will never return to you, Lord, oh God, that it will accomplish all that you set it out to do, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name, and we receive it on today. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. You are not alone, are you? Sometimes we got to remind ourselves, amen, that we are not alone. Amen. And God is always with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Places where you're spouse can't be, your mother can't come, you know, God is always with us. In places where our children are and we can't get to them, God is with them, amen, and we can have comfort in knowing that God is always with us and we're never alone, if you can believe it for yourself, amen, hallelujah. At this time, we're going to partake, where everyone can partake in giving on today, and if you set out to give on today, we want to pray over our tithes and offering, and those of you who have already sent over tithes and offering, amen, we bless them in the name of Jesus. We pray that there be no lack in your giving, that God will command the increase on your storehouse, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every bit helps keep the ministry going, keep the line in place, so we just thank God for you, amen. If you have Cash App, you can send it over to Pastor Chantel or Zell at 832-989-3649. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply when we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering as spiritual seeds to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity and uphold your holy heaven, a banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart that we give. Amen. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, runneth over, that man shall come and give into our bosom. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have our announcements for today. Our announcements for today. Today is October the 8th. Amen. Sunday, October the 8th. I had to think about it. This time has been going by so fast. We're already in the month of October, and we just thank God, amen, for the more. Amen. We decree and declare new beginnings in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So October the 8th, our announcements are as following. Mondays, we're back on Mondays at 7 p.m. for our intercessory prayer here at 845-277-9213. Amen. Again, that's 845-277-9213 for those that are listening online today. Amen. Mondays at 7 p.m. We had an awesome time last month with our 21 days of midnight prayer for those who were able to join us. What a time of refreshing, a time of restoration and being filled to overflowing. So we just thank God for the opportunity that God has called us at midnight. Amen. Revive with fire, I tell you, church. But we're back on Monday nights at 7 p.m. So I look forward to seeing you all on at Monday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Wednesday night is Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. Hallelujah. Of course, Sundays at 10 a.m. is our Sunday service. Amen. Well, thank you all for being here on today. Hallelujah. If it's your birthday, we want to celebrate with you. We want to wish you a happy birthday, pray for you, and pray with you. For all that are celebrating the birthday this month of October, we have our daughter Kenya, who's going to be turning 19 on October the 23rd. Happy birthday, Kenya! Amen. My sister Nisha, she'll be turning, I'm not sure how old she's going to be turning on October 17th. But happy birthday. And to anyone else that's celebrating the birthday this month of October, we pray that God will bless you with a happy, blessed birthday, first of all, with long life, good health, and strength. And may the joy and the peace of God always be your portion. Amen. And that every need be met and that your family and loved ones will celebrate you. Amen. With all goodness and all honesty. Amen. Hallelujah. With holiness. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And those that are celebrating the anniversary this month of October, your wedding anniversary, amen. We want to pray for you, pray with you on today. If that's you, press one. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to, hallelujah, we just thank God for you. Let us pray. And I'm not sure all celebrating the wedding anniversary this month of October, but we pray that God will continue to bless your union. May you all live a long, healthy life together, a favorite life by God. Amen. May you have joy all the days of your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Be quick to love and to give. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that peace be within your home and that every need be met and that there be no lack of God's goodness, God's favor, the joy, the peace of God. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we bless your marriage. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Manning is celebrating his pastor's anniversary. It's coming up here this October. I want to say October 17th. Let me just make sure. Let me just verify that date. Yes, that's October 17th. Pastor Dorsey Manning was ordained and affirmed the office of pastor on October 17th of 2020. So we're celebrating his three-year pastoral anniversary. Amen. Hallelujah. So make sure if you're in a position to bless Pastor Manning and his 3 years of serving here in the ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Manning has been working, so you all haven't heard his voice here lately. He's running a bit behind this morning, but he's been working very hard to take care of his family. And so he does apologize for his absence, and he's praying God will position him back in position to be here in Sunday service. So y'all just continue to pray for Pastor Manning, pray his strength and peace and the joy of God be with him always. A long life for our pastor, and we just thank God for him. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, that does conclude our announcements of this Sunday morning, October the 8th, 2023. Glory to the Most High God. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Amen. Father God, we thank you. Lord, I ask that you bless all that's on the line today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. I bless you to be a place of joy. I bless you to have God's people around and about you. I bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. I bless you to be a place of beauty. I bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. I bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. I bless you to be valuable and useful. I bless you to be an asset and not a defect. I bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray, and I bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, church, you are not alone. Amen. You are not alone. Glory to God. Amen. Let us close our tonight, our benediction. Amen. This morning, church. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:20-21, then may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And we all, the whole church says, amen and amen. Glory to God. God bless you all. Enjoy your Sunday. And remember, the devil is already defeated. Jesus Christ is Lord. He loves you. Amen. And you are not alone. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hiya, Sata. Thank you,
Lord. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine? Living